Hello. This applause thing just makes me feel unusual. Nope, not a new mic. Who's gonna win the Rugby World Cup? I really don't know enough. I enjoy rugby, but not enough to tell you. Have you been enjoying our relaxed hell week? Mazuzio, I like that. That's a good quote.
Nobody's gonna win the Rugby World Cup, but they're all gonna try.
The hell week has turned out to be heaven week for us. It really has not been much at all. There have been no soft gains made. It's been pretty boring. Obviously, this is pretty much their design. If you cast your mind back to World War B a couple years ago when they attacked us, it was obviously the most boring war. The plan was to win by boring your opponents out. That's just who these people are. It's not secrets. You want to fight war that's a drip. That is literally, and there's almost never a commitment to winning. Join Pappy. That is their raison d'etre, right? That's why they exist. I challenge you guys to think of a war that was any sort of resistance that they did not immediately go into this kind of mode. I don't know what more to tell you. Like, I mean, it's good that we were prepared. It's good that we were ready. We're going to continue to be ready, but it's just. From a personal level, from me being a leader level, I don't understand why you would do this. I don't understand why you do this multiple times. I don't understand why you put your members through it. I just don't get it. It doesn't make sense to me. Maybe I'm just not giga-brained enough to understand the machinations of the geniuses over there. Personally, I fought a few wars in Eve, and I just don't see this as the way to do it. Why don't we attack them on their turf? Yeah, that's a great question. Basically, the drone lands, such as they are, configured as they are more or less unassailable. The way that the space is laid out makes getting in essentially impossible. Once you are tucked in the drone lands, it is really hard to get someone pushed out, especially when you're pretty certain that they're going to time it all to Chinese time zone, right? That makes it just even more impossible. So I would love to go over there and do that. It's just not a fight that is a winnable fight. And it's not a fight that would be fun for us after a week. I just don't think that it would be fun for us. And so when I think about what kind of wars we're going to start, I have to consider that you guys have to enjoy it. And it's good for them that they're in such a defensible place. It also means that they can't be attacked, and that's just how it is. Hopefully, I mean, hoping CCP eventually fixes it. I don't think that they do. I don't think they have any plans for fixing it. I think that it's something that would be useful to fix because essentially, there's no other place in the game that is like that, that is not invadable. All right. So Crimson and Harvest sites. Have you guys seen these? Have you heard about this? Have you seen this? Have you heard about it? There's some spam for it. These things are printing money. They make a ton of money. It's a really good way if you're trying to blast yourself with some ISK. You can blast yourself in the face with a ton of ISK by doing these sites. So I would definitely recommend clicking that link and learning about them. I made a lot of money until I got greedy. That is the ancient tale, is it not? That is like I mean, I was making a lot of money with my ratting super, my crabbing super, and period basis until I wasn't. Tale as old as time. All right. I wanted to remind you, if you are in a TFI fleet or a LeShac fleet out of DO6H, we require you to have the what we call the baby amulet set. That's the amulets without the omega that is required for SRP. If you missed out on that, I'm just telling you again because we've had people asking about it. So just remember, there you go. Mid-grade amulets through five. They are not very expensive and they make a huge difference. It's pretty easy to save your ship. There is a required escape bay frigate, and you can, as long as you get that, and as long as you're paying attention, your hands are on the keyboard, you will probably save the implants. I have a agenda item here from Percentage, and he wanted me to talk about how hostile Hell Week have been better than expected. We already kind of hit that, but it's been pretty. So, does it just want me to tell you about it? And I think I just have. All right, Ranger, do we want to talk about Goonphrasil?
Yeah,
Since they're
I'll do
shutting
that.
down Ephrasil? Yeah, go ahead.
So let me, I did not get the link because I'm terrible. Just so that link, guys, when you can use that for something that we run, there are other ones out there. The issue is several of those other appraisal sites for it actually are run by our enemies. What they do with that data, we don't know, but they're run by the enemies. That one is run by our group, so please use that one. That's pretty much it. Just don't give free intel to the baddies. Use that one. It's run by our people.
You know, it's also the same for D-scan tools, you know, where like, ask you guys, please do not use D-scan tools that are owned by the enemy, because that information goes straight to them. It's, you know, you're just giving them your own intel. Dscan.info is the biggest one, Darth, that people tend to use that's owned by them. So that would be the one I would recommend you just don't use. Is Janus run by the enemies? Yes.
Yeah, Janus is run by NCDOT.
Yeah, I'm not super worried about Janus. Like, I mean, that's not like something we're advising you, because it could be an issue. I'm trying to calibrate this. Like, some of the things we tell you are super important. This one's not the most important thing, but since there is a tool we run that does the same thing, essentially, use that tool. It's just that simple sometimes. What is the most important thing? Does anyone know what is best in life?
42.
Yeah, I think it's to crush your enemies, see them driven before you, and hear the lamentations of their women. I believe that was already established. A balanced breakfast is pretty important.
What's also important, Asher, is that people get more dreads.
Get more dreads. PI, see, so we've got dreads and PI at the same time. Let's talk a bit about dreads. Enemy is definitely rearming. After that last fight, they kind of figured out, you know, some of the things we've been saying. And so they're pushing very similar stuff that we're pushing, but they're still on a different level. Obviously, we want you guys to get in dreads. And there's the progress threads. You should post in that when you hit your progress. But we're dreads are the future. They are right now. They're what CCP is pushing. They've forced them into the meta. And so we are playing in that meta, right? Play in the sandbox. They make the sand. Get dreads. PI, obviously very important, because it goes into a lot of things and is part of some of our big projects too. Could there be a bit more awareness of deaf hearing impaired community with goons requiring relay during fleet? There's a deaf swarm jabber channel as well as a post with abbreviated relay commands. That's a good point. There you go. Which dreads should we get into? Zernitra, Phoenix Navy issue, Phoenix, Revelation Navy issue. Those are the dreads I would recommend. All right. I think I've covered everything I wanted to talk about. I'm going to go on the meta show if you want to hear some more relaxed chat about, you know, State of the Galaxy. I'll be on the meta show in 45 minutes, so you can tune in. And if I've missed something, or directors can speak up, if you guys have any questions, you can go ahead and ask them and I'll answer them now. Asher, tell people to be ready to form. When should I tell them to be ready to form, Altarari? Over the next hour. Be ready to form over the next hour. When can we clone back to 1DQ? Probably come Monday, when tax. Come Monday, we'll clone back to 1DQ. And we'll reset our death clones to 1DQ. Join Citizen Squads. Very good, yeah. We're definitely going to be putting Citizen Squads into a more prominent position. We've got sticks running them now. So I think in the near future, right now, but in the near future, we're going to be making a pivot towards Citizen Squads. We're laying the groundwork right now. So if you see a Citizen Squad that appeals to you, now is a good time to join. And you can get to know your Sigan squad mates. Do we know how percentage enemies have in the Bultine, if any enemy anchor at first? Are we going to do a big deploy? I do not believe anyone other than us is developing one. I'm fairly certain that no one is. Can we have a squad called Sigan squad? That would be very confusing, because then whenever someone says join Sigan squads, be very ambiguous. That's really good marketing. I like what you're thinking there, Loquacious. Good job. Can we get some sort of U.S. time zone specific squad that blows things up? That's a good request. I've now said it out loud. Hopefully people are hearing it. We're at 54, actually. We just hit 54 beyond. Just join EU, problem solved. Just be somewhere else. I've had it. Simple. I want space violence back. Yeah, that's something that basically, if you've been around long enough, you know, a Sigur squad will eventually develop an identity around a leader, and it's hard to pivot away from that. So space violence probably isn't coming back unless Kendar comes back, and I think Kendar is probably done with this game. That is just the Sigan squad tango. Find someone you like flying with, find a few people you like flying with, and then fly with them. That's just how it goes. We all remember our first, but you can find someone new.
And speaking of the Sig that shall not be named, if the leader of said Sig that shall not be named ever asks you to take over HR, don't do it. It's fucking trash.
Yeah, that is the problem, is if your Sig leader ends up becoming just the general leader, you might get boosted into positions of power you do not expect or even want. How is Init doing without us? I mean, I don't really think that, like, they're not under any pressure, right? They live in Fountain next door to us, so they're doing just fine. We didn't expect nor want them to, like, collapse or anything because they, the decision they did, that wasn't a hope and it wasn't an expectation either. It's not something we would want.
So if you all want to know what I was just talking about, Alterari.
That's a good meme. Whoever made that meme is pretty funny, I think. All right, let's see. We got any questions in here? We still moving Dreads to DO6. I don't think we have any announcement bops on Fro. We would probably do one on a weekend, so just watch out for that. Asher, bedtime story audiobook. You're not the first person to ask, probably not the last. Asher ASMR win, same thing. Not really for Asher. Our university broadcasting results from their tournament. That's a good question. Isn't the tournament this week?
It got delayed for ops, guys. It's supposed to be streamed. Ank was working on that. Whether he's going to pull that off, I don't know. He was pinging for streamers earlier.
Hot tube stream when? I assume that's hot tub, Maui. Hot tube sounds like a website you go to in incognito mode. But I'll do... What?
Use a VPN with your incognito mode.
Yeah.
Just on the tournament, I'll pop a ping up in about 45 minutes or so when it be rescheduled, but it did get moved from today because of StratOps.
Alright, yeah, that is the problem with StratOps. They do come number one, but appreciate that. Let people know. You can send an all ping and that'd be really useful. Do I stream sometime, Vigzy? Every now and again. I am not a professional streamer like some EVE players are. If I was, I would ping 8 times until my fleet had 80 members and then set off after an hour, but I'm not nearly that professional. So yeah, hot tub stream one. I'll do a stream in a hot tub. I just won't have a camera on. Will hearing splashing sounds enhance your streaming enjoyment?
It's just a little creepy.
All right. Already answered that, Dimitrov. Death Clone's probably back on Monday. We will let you know. The reason I don't really want to turn my camera on is because I have these regrettable face and neck tattoos that I just don't want you guys to see from my younger life.
Stop letting Alterari feed you lines, Asher.
I'll say, yeah, that's a total lie. Alterari was talking about his neck tattoos last night.
I did not know that. I did not see that. That was an independently made up thing. So I did see Alterari in jorts looking like a Florida Gators fan, and it was a very uncomfortable picture.
Having met Alterari in Vegas, I can see that.
All right. Do a hot tub stream with only your lower body. Is this how, like, those female streamers feel? I feel so objectified right now.
Well, if you're going to do that, you might as well just put it on OnlyFans and make some money.
Dude, goons are really thirsty. All right, we got any other real questions? I would recommend you guys do not click that photo. If it's the one about Tariah, you do not want to see it. Trust me. Trust me, you will be happier not having seen this. All right, Alterai, you've made a good impression. Okay, looks like we're out of questions. I will see you guys on the meta show in about 40 minutes. Thanks for showing up to the fireside. Have an excellent week. I'll see you guys next week. Oh, hey, I actually wanted to throw something out there before y'all go. I just remembered, unfortunately, a Horde FC passed away. It's on Reddit right now. They're doing a sign of vigil tomorrow. So I think I'm going to try to show up. If you want to show up, please do. Obviously, no shooting. Be nice. It's very unfortunate. It is a sad story. You can read it on Reddit right now. But that is tomorrow. I think it was at 1900, if I remember correctly. So I'm going to try to get there. If you'd like to go as well, please do. They're saying they won't shoot anyone. All right. If they fucked with our last vigil, it's not something we're going to worry about and or hold against them. You don't hold the worst line member against anyone. So we'll just go ahead and be ourselves. Thanks for showing up, guys. I will see you all next week.